This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And it is time to head back out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. As we head back up to Toronto, Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, joins us. Bill, before we get going on everything, what a friggin' atmosphere, man, up in Toronto for those games. Is that different level than just about every other market?
We're in the center of the hockey universe.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it?
Other than the part that the Maple Leafs haven't won the Stanley Cup, but it's like going into Yankee Stadium, Dodger Stadium, that type of scenario. This is the mecca for the universe and up here in Toronto. So you get a team like Florida that's won the Stanley Cup, and the Maple Leafs said it's been a minute for them since they've been able to even get to a Stanley Cup final. But yeah, it's a little bit different up here. It is definitely intense, and it showed last night. Unfortunately, the Panthers came on the short end of the stick last night.
Well, I can't wait to talk about everything, because like most games, when you talk about Panthers, got a lot of different personalities to talk about. So I got a little different take on this Anthony Stolarz, just watching, and again, you know everything about this game. He took a direct shot to the head. I do know about concussions because we talk way too much about them down here with the other team in town. He took a direct puck. I don't know what the speed was, but he was shaking his head, trying to clear his head. It knocked his helmet off, his mask off. Nobody said a word. Nobody even checked on him. He just put it back on. Did you think that was weird, or that's just part of the game to start with?
Well, you don't know what to make of it, but when you see the incident with Bennett, which is not much in my opinion, it's just a little shove through the crease. That's a telltale sign of a concussion. I was kind of going through some stuff and reading some stuff on the internet. There were some doctors that chimed in, and they said anytime that a person gets hit in the head, the first thing that they do is kind of shake their head back and forth a couple of times when they have a concussion. And that's what Stolarz did after that shot. So that led me to believe that there was something wrong with him even before the Bennett contact. If I look at that Bennett play game, that could happen 100 times, and goaltender's probably going to shake that off every time. Maybe it added to what was going on, but I believe, like you, Joe, that shot that he took, that Stolarz took to the head, was what first prompted the initial reaction and pain that he was going to go through.
Very seldom do I watch a game, I said this, and you maybe have seen it a lot, where a goalie does not see it till it hits him in the head. I'll see it bounce off his chest, but you see that a lot? I haven't seen that in a long time, get hit in the head like that.
Not when he sees it clean. Usually it's through traffic or when there's a lot of bodies in front that will kind of pipe off him. Or sometimes he'll go down short side and it's in from close range and someone's trying to elevate the puck around their ear hole, and they'll purposely get their head in the way. But it must have hit him the right spot in the mask, and it was dead on, like center, not on the side. So he was going to absorb most of the blow through the middle of the ice. Does not happen a lot. And kind of surprised, so Lars, as you said, he thought seeing the puck late, and when you do that, you're not braced for that impact into your face. Sometimes you can brace for a hit, you can brace for different things. All of a sudden, it's coming 90, 95 miles an hour, whatever it is, that's coming with some heat and blast you right in that mask, and it's frozen rubber, so it dung them up.
Yeah. Hey, so the other part of it is, because it's Sam Bennett, who gets after it. They're a forearm elbow, and some of the folks up there, he needs to be. Well, didn't even get a two-minute. There was no penalty to it at all. So they're going, oh, he's a dirty player. How much are they going to take? And their coach got a little fired up after the game. I don't see anything there for him to get suspended after everything I've seen in the first round. Do you agree?
No, he's not getting suspended, Joe. I doubt he's not getting fined. It's a play that happens. Yeah, Tony just came through the crease, some minor contact. And like I said, up here where we're at in Toronto, it's going to be made a bigger deal of.
Right, of course.
It just gets way overblown. Maybe the Panthers need that after that sluggish start. They need to be the villain. They thrive on it.
So the team's
not liking them. So maybe that plays in their favor as we move forward.
We very seldom see that where the other team just came out right from the start. We see Nylander score like 33 seconds in. They ready to go. How do you read into it that they're able? And by the way, they make the comeback. That's the good news, and actually have a chance, pretty good chance under 2 minutes to tie that sucker up, and could have gone into overtime.
Yeah, could have. You don't want to chase games. It was a sluggish start. They weren't ready, I guess, to get in and be involved emotionally as the game went on. You could see the Panthers get back in that third period and start to push the Maple Leafs. Got to start on time. It's tough to chase. We've seen some comebacks, and those game sevens that we saw were historic in the first round, those last two couple of game sevens. But you don't want to chase hockey, and the Panthers aren't built to chase. They want to play with the lead. That leads into their defensive structure, what they're trying to do as far as controlling the other team. So they got into their uncomfort zone, and at least were a little bit more comfortable. You got to be able to start on time next game. You have to be able to play all the game, like you ended up playing the late in the second period into the third period. If you bring that kind of game, then you're going to be a handful for the Leafs.
Hey, help me out. So you know, Joseph Woll now is probably going to start this next game. He's played most of the most games of any of the goalies in the regular season. Had a rough one. That wasn't exactly what you want, to give up the 3 goals. Can they play off this a little bit? And what will his confidence be like coming? You know a lot more about him than I do.
Yeah, Joe Woll is a good goaltender. It was right up till about maybe 20 games left that they were kind of teetering back and forth with Stolarz being injured. And when Woll went in the net, he played effectively and played well. They won a lot of games. And it was right at the end they decided Stolarz is going to be the number one heading into the playoffs. But Joe Woll was able to push Stolarz considerably. He's a good young netminder. There's a drop off, but there might not be a ton. He has the ability when he's on his game to be very compatible and very, very capable enough to win games. So from the Toronto side of it, you don't like losing Stolarz, but with Woll in net, I don't think that it's a big, huge blow to them.
Bill, if you're a star up there, one of those star five players, and so it used to be core four, now it's core five they're talking about. The little pressure on those guys, man, I can't imagine, because as you said, hockey is so big in that area. How much do those guys feel that pressure? Are you able to block that out when you put up big numbers in the regular season, all of a sudden you don't get it done in the playoffs?
No, they can't block it out anymore, because if it doesn't happen this year, if somehow we won this round, then – Marner's a free agent at the end of the year. They're going to have to look to break it up, because they haven't gotten over the hump, and they've been together for a long time. And the regular seasons are one thing, but it's all for Marner, Nylander, Tavares, Matthews. For this time of the year, this is when they have to perform. This is when they have to do their best. If they don't, then the noise just gets extremely, extremely. It's already been loud the last 3-4 years. It just gets even louder. And I don't believe there's any way that you may move forward with that same core group and the price tags. As I said, Marner's going to ask around $14, $15 million on the open market. How do you give him that kind of money saying, okay, we haven't won? So I believe there's significant changes to the Leafs roster if somehow they get eliminated.
Wow. Okay. Hey, what would you like to see start up for this next game coming up? What's the biggest thing? I know the coach took the hit and said, I didn't have my guys ready to go, but what needs to happen on the ice?
Drink some coffee before the game.
Yeah, you just want to see him a little more jacked up coming out, ready to go. And
let's get some energy. You're now into the series. Yeah, you have to find, as you move on round by round, you got to find something to grab onto on the other side, some dislike, some distaste for them, kind of built up through game one. They didn't have that early on. And this Panther team without an edge, it's not them. So that edge has to be there. They have to be the bad boys. They have to thrive in that environment. And when it's not and it's passive and you got too much room to move on the other side, there's just too much talent over there. We talked about that car four, but if they have time and space to operate, they're going to hurt you. So get back to your game plan, get back to your structure. You'll be okay at seven games, draw it out, try and get the split and go back home.
You know, it's funny, just listen to the national guys. I'm always curious when they come in and they talk about how physical the Panthers are, chippy. They'll try to get under your skin and get you out of your game. And if they do that, they're going to beat you. And they can't. They were saying, Toronto can't let that happen. Would you agree with that assessment of that the Tkachuks of the world are going to do whatever and get you a little bit where you're more worried about fighting them and where they are instead of playing?
Yeah, that's part of it. And if we can get there, but it's only a natural response. And if you push Marner and you push Matthews and you get under their skin, a lot of it, everyone thinks it's toughness. Part of it is what we've been able to do is we create frustration from the superstars on the other side because we play so tight. We're in your face. We don't give you your time to do the stuff that you normally like to do. And then all of a sudden, not only are we pushing, but because they're so frustrated in their game and what they're trying to accomplish, they start pushing back, getting after you because they're like, man, why? It's always happening. So that if that goes into it, the chippiness isn't always part of it. It's more part of the defensive scheme that leads to frustration on the superstars on the other side where they start just taking slashes and whacks because they're sick and tired of having people just smelling their breath and knowing what they had for pregame.
Right, exactly.
Type of thing. So that's that, and we shut when we won series and went on to win the cup last year, we shut down the superstars. They got their cookies last night. You're going to have to shut the cookie store.
Yeah, shut it down. Hey, this has been great, Bill. Love it. I really appreciate you getting up. What time you get up on the road, by the way? How early you get up in the morning?
Well, I'm always up at 6:30 every day, Joe.
Yeah, I like that. You're getting to be old school. That's beautiful right there, man. That's comes with age right there, getting up early. Bill, thank you. Appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Bill Lindsay, Panthers radio analyst, former Panthers player, joining us a little bit to talk about, hey, wake up, man. Wake up at the start, not ready to go for the start of the game. Weird one, man, to hear that, right? The way these guys play, to hear that one. They still came all the way back, though. Damn, they almost, man. I get it, though. You don't want to be chasing the whole damn game. I'll tell you what, your South Florida Chevy dealers, they ain't chasing anybody. They're here, baby. They are here with 14 dealerships throughout South Florida, and you are in for a great experience with the best products we have ever had, especially in the SUV and truck family. Specifically that Silverado truck, that strong, durable Silverado truck. Yeah, and I'm not going to just talk about Tahoes and Suburban. I do love my 2025 Tahoe. Oh, man, is it nice. But let's talk about midsize. Let's talk about the all-new Equinox, man. What a look. Loaded with smart style and practical dependability. And then I got to tell you, I think this one is just going to explode this year. The 2025 Traverse, I think, is one of the best-looking SUVs we have. On top of it, spacious and comfortable. You put a bunch of six-footers in a family, everybody's comfortable with plenty of room for your cargo and a turbocharged 2.5-liter engine. But now let's get over to the big boys, the Silverado trucks, our cleanup hitters. Yeah. So you're working big loads. You need it pulling around a nice big truck on the weekend, or you got to go around with your boat and you got a lot. Hey, man, that truck, you need a truck you can really depend on. We got the choice of four strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power with roll form, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, hardest-working bed in the business, helps conquer your toughest jobs. 5, 6, 7 days a week. You're working? Silverado's working for you. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. What are you waiting for? 14 dealerships. You've got one close to you.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, hey, so we go this morning from Panthers. Getting off to a slow start, losing game one last night up in Toronto. Dolphins at OTAs and getting set. Rookies will be reporting here pretty soon and get a look at the team, plus what we still need to add, and all the playoffs. And then the thing that's kind of in the middle of it is old school ice cream. And when I hear ice cream, I think Blue Bell, because it's the closest thing when I was growing up making homemade. My dad would get all the ingredients and said, kid, if we're going to have it and you're going to put that chocolate on it when we're done, you got to spin it around, man, in that ice and keep the salt rolling. And so we got Will here today and Carlos from Blue Bell. Damn, that stuff's good. And you had to give me some. I go, I was sitting in there and I see it all the time. And sometimes I get some back here and sometimes I don't with our sponsorship here. Man, that stuff's good, you guys. It's good. And then you brought some new – is this a new flavor you brought in today?
Definitely it's Groom's Cake.
Yeah, it's Groom's Cake. What we did is we had a flavor contest, almost kind of like March Madness, where we took a bunch of flavors that were old retired flavors, and then we had all of our fans start voting on them.
Was there cake in there? Was there a little cake in that ice cream?
In the Groom's Cake there is, yeah. It's a milk.
You're a bad man, Will. You're a bad, bad man right there.
Oh, man, cake and ice cream, it just goes together hand in hand.
Tastes a little cherry flavor in there, too.
Exactly.
Damn,
it's really strawberry. You've got chocolate-covered strawberry hearts in there with a strawberry sauce and chocolate icing. I mean, it's just cake and ice cream all together in one.
Man, it is cake and ice cream right there, because it is made for a picnic in the backyard right there, boy. That is it's good stuff. I'm glad you guys haven't changed through the years and keep it the way it's supposed to be. I know we're going through a lot of changes in our world and stuff, but – man, it's still some things just taste good.
It works for us, and we like our ice cream. We make it. We try to put the best ingredients in there, and we don't change our recipes.
And you guys are everywhere, right? You can get it everywhere pretty
much.
Yeah, you
get it in all your favorite grocery stores all throughout here.
Nobody says no to you guys, huh? They say, come on, Blue Bell, come on in.
I tell you, everybody loves us. You know, one of the things that we like to do is we make happy happen.
You guys. Are you guys sports fans down here? We make both of you sports fans?
Oh, I'm a huge Definitely. Sports fan. I've been a season ticket holder for the Dolphins for the last 15 years. I keep hoping for that home playoff game, though.
Well, if we don't get a home playoff game, I'm afraid we're not going to win a playoff game. So I'm with you on that. It's been a while. Cool. You a fan?
Inter Miami.
Inter
Miami.
Soccer. Definitely. Good. Messi.
He's
doing
good.
You like the whole group, or are you?
I like the whole group.
Would you go if we didn't have Messi? Would you still be all in on the team?
Definitely.
Oh, good.
Definitely.
Good. No, listen, it's good for our business to have everybody here and star players like they have, including the old Barcelona team of guys they put together. You know, again, they're still really good players.
Definitely.
I mean, Messi still does things at 37 years old that are just incredible. That we're able to see. So
he's definitely helping the image. He's helping the team. He's getting it up there. But as a team, I want the best for them.
Well, I got to tell you guys, I just threw a little cup down, and Woody just threw a little cup of that delicious ice cream down, and thank you. That was fantastic, and it's great having you guys, and I appreciate it. Never had you on before, but I was cracking up. I go, this is the only thing I always tell my dad when he used to come, and he's shutting it down now in California at 91. But I said, Dad, they got this Bluebell back there. I said, man, that stuff is, it's the way we used to make it. Because he's old school. He doesn't want all that diety. He ain't changing right at this point. He thinks, you know, deer meat and steak every night is still good. I go, man, it's working for you. Let's keep doing it, Dad.
Of course.
No reason to change. So, guys, thank you, man. Carlos Will, I really appreciate you guys coming on.
Well, thanks for having us. We really appreciate coming out. We're glad to come at any time.
Well, listen, Bluebell, always part of the love here around this station. I didn't see too many people saying no, did you? Going up and down?
Nobody.
Different ages, different sizes, and all I saw was they're all eating your ice cream, man, so it's good stuff. Bluebell, and how many flavors do you have of that stuff now?
Oh, I tell you what, it goes up and down. At any given time, we usually have 30 flavors out.
Really?
So we bring in a lot of new flavors, rotational flavors, where they'll be here for 3 to 6 months at a time. And you're always looking to bring in new, innovative flavors every year.
So how's that work? You go to Publix and they give you like 100 yards up and down the thing for how's that work?
How many
they
let you in? That would be awesome. It's always a struggle with every grocery
store. What's Publix go? All right, enough, Bluebell. You get 8 this month and now don't try to debate me for 2 more. You go chocolate chip or you go just dark chocolate. Which one? Yeah. Is right. You get a little of that.
You get a little bit of that, but I tell you, you know,
you're such a good guy. You got that little Louisiana accent.
But I tell you, all the grocers have really been fantastic with us, so we just can't be more thankful for.
Who's going to be mad having that kind of ice cream, man? That is fantastic stuff. My God, that was good. That was that kind of made the day here. I was a little down. We lost last night in game one, but I feel a little better with what I just put in my stomach, guys. So thank you, both of you. Thank you very much for coming in this morning from Bluebell and bringing in some great stuff. I know all the salespeople will be taking it home. Whatever they don't eat will be sneaking out the back door like it's the last time they're going to see ice cream. But that's the way it works around here. That's fine. And we'll be fine. Anyway, hey, you guys, thank you very, very much for coming in with us. I appreciate it here very much. And so we're going to have Kyle Krabs, Locked On Fins podcast, Locked On NFL Scouting, to join us and come in and talk a little bit about what's left to put this 90-man roster together and fill in some positions that we still need. That, listen, nobody's going to come in here today or nobody's going to drive out there to Dolphins training camp and think that we've got this cornerback situation taken care of.
Would you mind, before we get to Kyle, we do this code word one more time?
Yeah, what do you have?
Because I know this is a concert you're interested in here. We have Post Malone and Jelly Roll.
Now.
Yeah, coming to Hard Rock June 8th.
God, I need a favor.
Okay. To enter, just text the word ROCKSTAR to 20357. That is ROCKSTAR to 20357. You can go to WQAM.com for more info. This is a text contest. Message and data rates do apply. Don't text and drive. This is a Live Nation show.
All right. And we got our deal Friday night. Can you pump it one more time?
Give it for Chris Atkins
and my guys out there that nice enough to sponsor and all our boys coming out there from QAM.
We are going to be at...
We want everybody to come out and see us.
Yes, we do. We're going to be at Tabacone at Plantation Walk. That is going to be at 6 o'clock on Friday. We will all be there, as you mentioned, Joe. We'll have a whiskey and a cigar from Drew Estate. You do not need to register at this point. Just stop on by. Come hang with us. Tabacone Plantation Walk. It is on Friday, and it is presented by Ed Morse Sawgrass Auto Mall.
Yeah. Buicks, Caddies, all on fire right now. And, of course, Chevy. You can't beat your South Florida Chevy dealers. No, they got them.
That truck you got, it's pretty serious.
I tell you. That.
And you fit in it, which is good.
I fit in it, but so the question is, do I need that much space with no kids?
Yeah, but the problem, like, he told us earlier, he had to get helped out of a Corvette. The person at the dealership actually had to help him peel him out of the car.
So I went Tropical Chevrolet, and he goes, hey, get in the new Corvette. How do you like it?
I can't get out.
I don't want to hurt his feelings, so I got in there, and I go, oh, man, what a great look. And he goes, well, how do you like it? And I go, well, I don't fit in it.
Maybe you're more of like a Camaro type of guy. I don't know.
You don't make Camaros anymore.
No?
The Camaro... I for life of me, I don't know why we stopped making Camaros, man. I thought Camaros were cool growing up.
Shows how much
little
I
Betty
know.
Sue trying to get a date and see if I could somebody let me use a Camaro, man, was big stuff to get out on that date, go out in the countryside, six pack of beer.
Are we thinking of the same car?
I don't know.
Isn't it Kamaz? Isn't that the one like from Transformers? Like the really cool? Like, are you sure?
No. I just wanted to get to that. I just wanted to throw you off a little bit.
I picture those cars back when you were driving. They're like all made of just like solid steel. Those big clunky cars.
No.
No.
We had one car for the whole family.
Uh-huh.
So I was. It was a small town. If somebody picked me up, or my ass walked to every school I went to in Marysville.
Now you're not a one car family now.
No, you mean one kid gets a car now. Yeah, it's a little different situation. Yeah, my dad had to get his buddy from work pick him up. My mom would get it, and they go, "Hey, you get the truck today, but only today. Your ass got to walk the next few unless your buddies are picking you." Anyway, hey, that's going to do it. We're going to have Kyle Krabs join us, do a serious breakdown of this Miami Dolphins, the roster, work that needs to be done, and some areas that we feel pretty good at. We'll have that coming up next. Stay with us.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.